There are indications, Nina Totenberg, our colleague, is reporting this, that based on his record, he has a different view of federal regulations. He may want to strip a lot of federal authority to make regulations which previous conservative justices had approved. I know you don't want this to be about issues, but about the law. But how would America be a different country in a few years if this man's judicial philosophy prevails?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, and I don't think we should want to know, because I think what you're saying is what will be the policy implications, and a justice's job is to wait and look at the cases that come before them, for instance, when circuits are split. So let's back up to what Chris said for a minute. First of all, I should say I have a ton of respect for Chris Coons. I like the guy a lot. I think he has a ton of integrity. I think the words radical departure are fairly stunning when he just said that he hasn't really read many of the opinions yet. He's just started looking at them. It feels a little bit like Senator Schumer yesterday. Before we knew who it was going to be, already was preparing talking points to say the guy kicks puppies and, you know, probably heckles piano recitals. And I went out last night, I was on the Hill last night, and I went out to the Supreme Court because I knew there were a bunch of protests happening, and I wanted to talk to the people. I wanted to hear from them. Why are you protesting? And I don't mean to be dismissive, but when you get to the steps of the court and all the people there, not all of them, but the vast majority who are protesting, this is a terrible nominee, they had signs that said on one side opposed at the top half and on the other side hashtag stop at the top half, and the bottom half was blank, and then they had magic markers, and they were filling in Gorsuch's name as they began to protest. And okay. So I said, tell me what's wrong with this guy? And they said, well, his opinions are atrocious. And I said, well, have you read any of them? And one of the guys looked at me sort of stone-eyed. Well, who are you to ask me that question? I said, well,
Senator, I love this story. Got to stop you there. Senator Fair Ben enough. Sass of Nebraska, thanks very much. We'll continue the conversation.
Thanks, Steve.